The Prime Minister wants quality assurance on pre-departure tests from countries where New Zealanders are flying in from. A two-week travel suspension comes into force on Sunday for flights arriving here from India. There are around 100,000 cases being recorded there every day. There are six new cases in managed isolation here today. Five of those are from India, adding to the 17 recorded yesterday. Jacinda Ardern says the government needs to be sure people travelling here are safe along the way, and that the pre-departure testing process is robust. I asked the Prime Minister what happens to those flying in from India who arrive here before the suspension kicks in.
For those flights that will continue to come in before the new suspension comes in place, they'll have the same level of precaution and care as we do for every flight. Keeping in mind, we treat every international arrival as if they potentially have COVID-19. That's always been our practice, and that doesn't change.
Will you look at moving those passengers into a specific facility and keeping all passengers from high risk in one hotel?
As I say, we treat everyone as if they may have COVID. Everyone is screened. And so if someone is thought on arrival to potentially have COVID, they may be screened to go into our quarantine facility straight away. We then undertake our day zero testing that provides confirmation of whether anyone further needs to go into quarantine. But we already have mechanisms we're confident in to deal with anyone coming in from either low or high risk countries appropriately.
What percentage of passengers on those flights from India are testing positive? We've had raw numbers, but do you know what percentage?
I would need to get an updated figure for you. What I do know is over the last 2 weeks we've had over 60 passengers who have come in from India who have tested positive for COVID-19. My recollection is that we have roughly 90 active cases at the moment, so as a proportion you can see it is relatively high. If that number of people from any country were coming in with COVID, that would give us cause to pause and look at mitigations to try and reduce that risk. So this is not country specific, it is about the cases we are seeing currently from that region.
What's your legal advice about stretching that 2 weeks out? What's the upper limit?
I haven't received any to date, but we're confident, of course, in what we've done now.
Prime Minister, modellers are suggesting the situation in India is going to get far worse before it gets any better. So what confidence can you have that this is a two-week stay of proceedings?
So for us, you know, it is about exploring additional options, making sure that that pre-departure testing is robust as it can be, that it's meeting the same level of expectation and quality assurance that we would have, for instance, in the New Zealand system, looking if there are things that can be done around that pre-departure or on arrival to reduce risk. So we're exploring a number of options in the 2 weeks we have available.
You've said that you have confidence in the legitimacy of the test results, that they're not fraudulent.
That is the advice health have provided to date.
Right. So when you say you're exploring the testing regime, what is the problem
so
there?
So just to give an example, one of the questions we have is that our PCR testing in New Zealand, we run a test, and I'll have someone who's got more expertise in explaining this. We will run a test a number of times in order for us to pick up if someone is either right at the end of infection or very early on in infection. What we're not clear on is whether or not every country that's providing pre-departure testing is running their PCR tests in precisely the same way that gives us that early indication of some early onset of infection.
Do you have someone on the ground who's doing quality control for you?
So one of the things that we're exploring is just the issue of quality assurance around testing regimes.
So might you appoint some New Zealand officials or contract someone?
I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves on the final outcome, but one of the things we are exploring is the quality assurance around testing.
Do you need isolation facilities that you have some kind of command over at that end of travel?
Yeah, and look, that has been put to me as a potential option. It is fair to say we're exploring a range of possibilities, but given our experience here in New Zealand around how difficult infection control in facilities are, particularly when you have a large outbreak in the community, not just within facility, I don't think we underestimate the challenge that would exist with that.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern there.